Thursday night, or L'chof Ches, Mar Ches, when Tavshin Ayin Hei, Tvar Halachin Chavis Halodah. So last night we talked about if the Baal Kori makes, we'll call it a major mistake. Now a major mistake, last night, could be a nikud, if it changes the meaning of the word, va'adaber, vo'adaber, changes the meaning of the word, even though it's, so to speak, just nikud. Sometimes the meaning of the word could change, the meaning of the sentence can change, if he makes a mistake in the trap, sometimes it could change. For example, a very famous, a very common example, unfortunately, is like by the Karbanos, when it says, alright, Porim b'nei v'kor shnayim v'ayelachot k'vosim b'nei shono shiva, and then there's a tipcha, and you have to pause, and then tumimim goes on all the Karbanos, Porim, Ayel, and k'vosim, but sometimes it's read k'vosim b'nei shono shiva tumimim, which means only on shiva, so that changes the meaning. That's called a major mistake. Tonight, we'll talk about sometimes the accent will change the meaning. I think we can talk about Vo'a and Va'a. And there's many words in Kriyashma, as you see from the Kriyashma sheets we gave out, that it changes the meaning. So what about that? What about if the accent changes the meaning? Because ostensibly, for example, if you say Va'a, it means she came. And if you say Bo'o, it means she's coming. That's by Tzol Novon. That's a famous thing. Bo'o and Bo'o. You could have something as, you don't realize it. Bina and Bina. Has two different meanings. So there, it's interesting. It's not so clear. But Pashtus, one would say also, it's a major mistake and he has to say it over. However, what I see is that the more contemporary Achronim, the postgrim, Shlomo Zalman, Chaim Kanievsky, the very contemporary postgim, are Mekil. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky is a tzal, he was Mekil. They're all Mekil. They have a cheshbon, why? Because it's not really a different word. It's the same word, you just put the accent differently. I don't know, I think it's a, if you ask me, I think it's a concession to people who always pronounce the words wrong. I have a guy in my shul in the Vesika Minyan, where I daven, so we won't characterize his race, I don't want to be prejudiced, but he pronounces all the words wrong. And then finally, when it comes to a word where it's Mila'el, so he says it Mila'ra. Baruch Atah Hashem, Chonein HaDo'as. Which, I don't know, like he has to make an effort to say it wrong. Chanuna marbel l'slawach. I hope you understand, right? They say it mila'el, everything. But then when finally it's mila'el, they say it mila'ra. Anyway, the later day poskim say you do not have to say over the posuk again. So, okay. I think it's a social accommodation. Chas v'sholem, you're not allowed to say that. Okay, we're learning Chavis Halavos, the second shiur in Shiur HaYikud proper, meaning once the Perek Aleph starts. And Perek Aleph talked about the different ways that one could know that Hashem Echad. One could pay lip service to it and say, you know, I never really thought about what it means. And then one could say, I'm Ma'amin, because my fathers have told me that, I haven't been Mesorah. But he never really thought about it. Then you have the person that thinks about it and doesn't quite understand all the ramifications of it. And then you have the person that thought about it and learned Chavis Halavos Shiur HaYichud and understands the ramifications of it. And we're not even talking about the parts of Shiur HaYichud that people in the forum even say to skip it, because there's very little of Shiur HaYichud. If you know Shiur HaYichud, maybe one parak, maybe two, out of all the prokim are about the proofs, which doesn't really speak to us nowadays. But the rest of it is explaining the depth and the omek and the ramifications of Hashem Echad. So in Parak Beis, for example, he goes through very quickly mistakes that could be made. you don't quite get it, because in the rest of Shari Yichud he elaborates more. But what he talks about is different types of mistakes. You know, if you just pay lip service to it, he says Echad could mean just unique, or you say one of a kind. You know, he doesn't, that's what, in English, that's what you would say, one of a kind. Or I think maybe even in Hebrew they say miyuchad. They say, oh, he's a miyuchad. And they don't really, it doesn't really negate multiplicity. It just means very, very special. So that's if you pay lip service, you might fall into that trap. Then he says it means so much more than one and not two, because there could be by happenstance, like I have one pen in my pocket, but I could have two. But you have to understand that with Hashem, it's mukhrach that there is one. Because of the definition, as much as we can grasp of the nature of Hashem, there couldn't be. See, it's not like there happens to be one, but there could only be one. It also means there's no change in Hashem, which is really very difficult for us to grasp. Because any time we read in the Chumash that Hashem said something, and you read the Chumash, it looks like Hashem's reacting to events, which would imply change. Because if he's reacting, it means at 2 o'clock he spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. That means in a minute or two he wasn't speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu. But you're not allowed to say that. That's a stira to Hashem Echad, because Hashem Echad means unchanging also. So that's something very heavy. The answer is because he's Gemala Min Hazman, which we also don't understand, but at least that's the answer. That there's no 2 o'clock, and there's no 5 to 2, and there's no 5 after 2. He's always speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu at whatever it means. I don't know. It's difficult to understand. It's very difficult to comprehend, but you have to understand the point is that Echad means unchanging. There's no change in Hashem. And it also means that there's no components. And we talk about Hashem, and we talk about His Chochmah, and His Chesed, and His Midas Hadin, and His Midas Harachamim, and Hashem is His Koes, or His Erech HaPayim, or His Arachamon, or Yidiyoso, and Chochmoso, and Ritzono. It's really, it doesn't mean what it means when we talk about it by people. Because by people, it's components of a person's personality. And there's no components. Part of Echad is, I said, unchanging, and part of Echad is that there's no components. There's no components. Hashem is not made up of parts. That would also be a stira to Echad. And so that's what Perek Beis is about, explaining mistakes that could be made in comprehending that Hashem Echad. Okay.